Well, this is our eighth session and final session on the practice of marriage. And this is our last session of the 13 of the pre-marriage counseling. And I just want to tell you how grateful I am that you have taken time to go through all 13 sessions of the pre-marriage counseling. Also, having read the book, Catching Foxes, I think you will find over the years that this investment that you've made of your time of reading the book, answering the questions, watching the videos is going to serve you well. And it's not going to serve you well because of anything that I've done, but it's going to serve you well because you have invested in a scriptural and biblical way into your marriage. And if these principles are applied and practiced, then you will, as we have talked about for now 13 weeks, you will reap the deep benefits of their reward. And so today we want to finish with the subject of break the cycle. Emerson Eggerich wrote a book called Love and Respect. And I'm going to put some information down in show notes about that particular book. Incredible book. A couple of videos that I'm going to put for you to provide. Again, a great book for you to read going back to previous sessions about investing in your marriage. This is a great book, especially to understand even in a deeper way how the purpose of marriage is played out, how men are called to love their wives and husbands are called to love their wives and wives are called to respect their husbands. And ultimately, that's what his book, Love and Respect, is all about, is how that is carried out. And he says when husbands and wives do not perform this duty, when a husband's not loving his wife and a wife is not respecting her husband, is that it puts them into what's called the crazy cycle. And ultimately, what the crazy cycle is, it's this. The crazy cycle is, if I, as the husband, do not receive respect from my wife, then I will withhold love from her. And when I withhold love from her, she will, in turn, withhold respect from me. And as you can see, this becomes very cyclical. And this is why it's called the crazy cycle. And this is where relationships grow into incredible dysfunction, is when love and respect are not being given by the spouse. And so what ultimately has to happen in order for the crazy cycle to be broken is that one person has to, again, do what we've been talking about for 13 weeks, and that is one person has to absorb the blow, just as Christ did for us. He did not come and save us when we were acting right. He did not ask us to start acting right, and then he would come. He came at our absolute positively worst, and instead of making us pay for our sin and making us pay for our wrongdoings and shortcomings, he took the blow for us. And that's exactly what someone has to do in order to break the crazy cycle. Someone has to determine that they're going to take the blow in the relationship, meaning this, that person says that I am going to either start loving irregardless of respect, or I'm going to start respecting irregardless of love. Why? Again, it drives us back to the whole basis of the marriage, a covenant relationship. The fact that we have decided that we are going to love and we are going to behave in a particular manner and way, irregardless of how our mate is acting. Because our love is not predicated on the behavior of our spouse, but it is being predicated on the covenant that we have made with our spouse. And even more so, not just that we've made it with our spouse, but the covenant that we have made with God. And so when we decide that we are going to start loving, irregardless of respect, then the crazy cycle goes away. I referred in a previous session about the movie Fireproof, when we talked about Hot Pursuit and how Kirk Cameron had to learn to pursue his wife. Why? Because they had been caught in a crazy cycle. There was he was giving no love. She was getting no respect. And so this was sending their marital relationship towards divorce. And so what Cameron was doing in the movie is that he was learning to break the cycle. And he was breaking the cycle by pursuing his wife, by learning what she loved, and then pursuing her with that love, by giving himself to her as Christ gave himself to the church. And we see in that movie early on that there was great difficulty in that there was no there was no reciprocation on the part of the wife. And even what he was doing was not being received very well. Forget the fact that she was not reciprocating in any way. She was not even receiving what he was doing very well. But yet he was in that midst, and in the struggle of that, he was learning how, if he was truly loving her, is that he could not stop what he was doing because of her lack of reception to what he was doing. Because that is not how love works. Love is driven, and it is driven deeply by the covenant that we have made, and it's driven deeply by our understanding of how God loves us, and thereby how we are to love one another. And so this becomes the weight of the movie in the biggest, it becomes the theme of the movie, I guess is the best way to put it. It just becomes the theme of the movie. And again, the movie's called Fireproof. And basically what it is it to teach people how to fireproof their movie. I mean, how to fireproof their marriage. Yet this is exactly what we are doing. This is what Catching Foxes does. It is to fireproof. It is to protect. It is to make ourselves aware and engage us in how the foxes come into the vineyards and how they seek to destroy the vineyard and how they seek to destroy the marriage. But yet, in our removal of the foxes, we deepen our marriage. And just like at times a forest will experience a fire, yet the fire is put out, and what do we see? We see many times that the forest comes back much more beautiful than it was prior to the fire that it experienced. And all of this is possible. And all this is possible because Romans 8:28 says God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Ecclesiastes 3 says God works all things together. God makes all things beautiful in its time. Genesis 50:20 reminds us that what was meant for evil, God meant for good. And so, as Christians, we live in a world where God redeems difficulty, where God redeems apparent destruction, where God revives that which appears to be dead. And so, no relationship is ever without hope. There's always the possibility of restoration and reconciliation. But in breaking the crazy cycle, someone, in order to begin that restoration process, in order to make this difficulty serve its good, in order to remove this fox out of the vineyard, in order to put this fire out, someone has to step up and take the blow. And husbands, I'm going to remind you of this in closing. That needs to be you. You need to be the one that breaks the crazy cycle. Wives, you need to do it as well. But overall, husbands, you need to take the lead. When it goes crazy, when there's no respect and you quit giving love, you need to immediately stop, and you need to revert back to the ACTS principles that we taught in earlier sessions, and you need to begin to pursue your wife. You need to begin to love her in spite of and irregardless of what she is doing in the realm of respect. And know this, husbands, if you do that, respect will come. There will be a change of heart. There will be a change of tone in the relationship. And so, guys, know this. This marriage that you're about to enter into, it is great. It is glorious. It will far exceed anything that you could ever imagine. If you will take the lead, if you will direct your marriage, if you will be the head of your house as Christ is the head of the church, wives, you will experience a husband and a depth of a relationship that will be unsurpassed as you submit to him and to his leadership, as you become that helper that he so desperately needs. as you respect him, as you champion him as the leader of the home, you will watch him blossom and open up and become something that's far different than even the man that you know now. Wives, if you want to motivate your husband, I'm going to give you a secret from a guy. If you really want to motivate him, if you really want to set him on fire, if you really want to see deep and abiding change in him, respect him no matter what. Build up in him, affirm in him, what is true and what is right. And when you do that, I promise you, you will see a man who in the areas that needs correction and he needs change, you'll begin to see that. But just know this, no one will change. If there's correction without affirmation and without thanksgiving. And so practice the affirmation, practice the thanksgiving, give respect where there is respect. And when you do that, I promise you that the change that you're looking for and the areas that you point out where change needs to happen will happen. And guys, same goes for you. If you'll love your wife as Christ loved the church, she'll never look for love in another place. If you affirm her, if you're grateful for her, if you will confess your sins to her, then the correction that she needs will come into her life as well. And so, you've got the principles. You've seen how to do some of the practices. You have been given a plethora and a wealth of ongoing educational information that you can use as time goes on, as you grow and develop in your marriage. And so now the duty relies on you. The duty falls on you. So whatever this marriage is going to be, it's going to be what you make of it with the help of God's Spirit living within inside of you. And I just want to say this last thing. If you have confessed to be a Christian, then you have no other recourse in your life. Trust me, there is no other way to do marriage than this as a Christian. If you do not do marriage this way, if you are not compelled to do marriage this way, then I would invite you to examine your heart and consider seriously whether you're in the faith or not. Romans 8 says, His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and so we are. The way the Spirit bears witness with our spirit is when we hear the Word of God read, and we hear the Word of God taught, and we see the clear teachings of Scripture and how to live life, then God's Spirit bears witness with our spirit and says, yes, this is the way you are to live. And then our lives become directed in walking in that way, sometimes stumbling, falling, getting knocked down, picking ourselves back up. But nonetheless, though we are not perfect, we are being perfected day by day. We are trusting and believing and following with the Spirit's help all that God has asked us to do and what He's called us to do. And so do that. And you will even more so not prove that you won't be a Christian by what you've done. You will only give witness of the Spirit that Christ lives in you by His Holy Spirit. But to ignore this, to not follow this, to not live this way, Jesus says, those who love me, those who have truly experienced me, those who are truly mine, they will obey my teachings. They don't obey to go to heaven. They obey because they are going to heaven. They obey because heaven is within them. They obey because the Spirit is within them. They obey because they hear the voice of their Savior saying, this is the way, walk in it. And they do with His help. If there's any way that I could ever serve you or help you, feel free to email me, jason.grissom@gmail.com. You can always hit me up on Facebook, or you can always give me a call at 256-310-8749. Again, thank you so much for taking time to listen to this, and I pray that it's been a great help and a blessing to you. Don't forget to check show notes for additional resources and helps.